Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
So we have an update on Tyler Robinson coming up in a sec. That's the alleged killer of Charlie Kirk. So we'll play audio from the FBI director, Cash Patel, in a sec. It's the Bill and Jessica Show. Quick weather, Jess, please.
Good morning. It's going to be partly cloudy today with some scattered showers. A thunderstorm is possible late. Cool and breezy today. Highs around 70.
We also have a brand new phone check from Clarissa Jenkins as we wrap up that 8 o'clock coffee mix. Right now, though, we're trying to hook you up. You know, the best lacrosse players in the world coming to Baltimore September the 26th through the 28th for the 2025 Atlas Cup.
Yep.
If you want in, text in your first and last name and your email right now. We'll hook you up with tickets. All right, first and last name and email, 302-858-5117, and Jess, you got all the details.
The 2025 Atlas Cup at Tierney Field. It's going to be action-packed. It's a wonderful weekend. It's going to showcase Olympic Sixes competition from the U.S. national teams, and they're going to go head-to-head against some of the best international teams. The fans, you can expect nonstop excitement as the tournament highlights the speed and skill and intensity of lacrosse at its highest level. The Atlas Cup will feature 12 games over 3 days, bringing together the greatest talent in the sport for an unforgettable experience. Of course, we're the only station hooking you up.
Absolutely. Again, first and last name and email. Text in right now, and we'll hook you up with those tickets. Before we get into our phone check with Clarissa Jenkins, breaking news, Tyler Robinson allegedly justified the shooting in an unveiled text message. Cash Patel was on Fox News last night talking about it.
All right, joining us now with more, FBI Director Cash Patel. Cash, thanks for being with us. Is there an investigation into a wider plot?
Sean, thanks so much for having me. And because President Trump and the Attorney General have prioritized resources to this this all-important investigation, we are dedicating every asset we have to run the reverse daisy chain analysis of anyone that was in contact with a suspect that's currently in custody and anyone he contacted, called, and text messaged and had chats on online social media platforms with. That's the power of the FBI. That's the resources we brought in immediately with our cell phone analytic team to use the cell phone tower data dump system to geolocate specifically where this cell phone was and who had it, and after that, who he was talking to. And Sean, let me tell you a little bit about the information we've collected. We've collected information where, through witness interviews from the FBI and local law enforcement, that he essentially admitted after the shooting and assassination of Charlie Kirk, the suspect admitted to it. Furthermore, the evidence and information will come out. I won't stylize the evidence. The Attorney General is absolutely right. We can't do that. But I will say what was found in terms of information, a text message exchange, where the suspect specifically stated that he had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk and he was going to do that. And when he was asked why, he said some hatred cannot be negotiated with.
Yeah, you're also running an investigation on what's called the Discord chat room, which has scores of people on it, and text between the suspect and the partner. Mm-hmm. I assume that those discussions are ongoing?
Absolutely. In order to properly adjudicate this matter and let law enforcement hand off information into evidence for a court of law for prosecution, we have to go out and get search warrants. We have to go out and get search warrants of the identifiers that were then built off of the prior search warrants. And we are doing that. And we are going to be interviewing scores of people on not just these chats on Discord, but any communications that this individual have. We've seized multiple electronic devices from the home of the suspect and his romantic partner. We've got computers, we've got laptops, we've got gaming systems, we've got cell phones. All of that is being triaged by the FBI because that's what we do. And the resources that the Attorney General has dedicated to this mission is allowing us to move at the speed we have. As you said, 33 hours, Sean, this individual is apprehended. And on
let me ask you, because 33 hours, and I did mention Luigi Mangione, and I did mention the Sarnor brothers in the Boston bombing, and I did talk about the Centennial Park bomber, Eric Rudolph, and Ted Kaczynski. 33 hours, 2 hours after the video footage was enhanced and released, the suspect's father turned him in. And you got criticized for doing that, and criticized for going out to the crime scene. And I'm having a hard time understanding what people's expectations are.
Sean, my expectation is deliver to the mission and the resources the men and women the FBI need and to produce. And that's what we did here. When you're talking about things like going out to a crime scene, that's how you investigate that matter properly. And when you're talking about why did it take 33 hours, well, I made the operational decision to immediately release enhanced videos and photographs of the suspect because the operational call that I made for the FBI said, we are about to smoke this guy out and his family and friends and his internal network is going to assist it. And this is the operation I want to highlight in terms of transparency. The FBI is traditionally an organization that has not been transparent. My mission to the American public, as I said in my confirmation here, I am going to work with you to make this organization as transparent as possible.
All right, so there you go. So that's the FBI director, Kash Patel, but they are diligently working on, you know, bringing Tyler Robinson to justice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, he admitted it. He said it is what we're hearing.
Yeah.
So that he was going to take out Charlie Kirk if he could. And I keep hearing about this Discord chat room. So apparently, I guess there's like this or like a message board or, you know, there's a website, mm-hmm. I guess, that, you know, people chat on and they talk about. But just crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I never understood why criminals, before they do something, that they say they're going to do something. You know, like I never understood that, you know. Right. That whole concept. So crazy, you know, I mean, just an awful, awful thing. The most awful thing that I keep thinking about that I didn't know at first, and I keep going back to with the assassination of Charlie Kirk, is that his two kids who were under five and his wife were there and saw it live.
That's tragic.
Bothers me the most. So, crazy. We'll definitely be following this story and keep you up to date. It's a Bill and Jessica show. We got a 47 ABC update coming up. Also, we have Jessica's Celebrity Buzz. Let's get into this brand new phone check on a lighter note with Clarissa Jenkins. Good morning.
Hello.
Time for another phone check. For real.
Clarissa Jenkins.
Hello.
Hi, looking to speak to Mrs. Smith, please.
Speaking.
Hi, this is Lamara Odom calling from the County Register's office. How you doing?
Fine.
Calling in regards to some complaints we received in regards to wildlife that you keep at your residence.
Wildlife?
You have birds?
Yes.
Yeah, that's wildlife, and they become a bit of a nuisance.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I totally disagree.
Well, that sounds dumb.
What?
Okay, that's like you and I standing outside in the pouring rain, me telling you that it's raining, and you saying, no, it's not.
I picked up this phone, but I don't see a number. It just says unknown.
Okay. If the caller ID said Sherry Evans and the number 1-800-SHUT-YOUR-MOUTH, would that make you feel better?
No, absolutely not.
Don't raise your voice.
I belong to the Rescue and Rehome Parent Society.
Okay, you don't got a name drop on the society. I just need to know how many birds you have at your house.
Well, I'm just telling you what the association is so you can understand.
What is that going to give me?
I have no idea because I don't really know what you're talking about.
I belong to 400 Plus Fitness. Does that impact your day?
Well, that doesn't sound very nice coming from somebody that you say I'm saying something, whatever.
You need to speak English. I didn't understand a word you just said.
I don't see anything to this phone call. I don't understand it at all. I don't even know who I'm talking to. The number shows up unknown.
Okay, well, you get a pen and paper, and I'll give you my name if you didn't hear it the first time.
No, I didn't.
Lamara?
Yep.
Odom.
Odom. This is ridiculous.
What's ridiculous is that there's a parrot somewhere in Mozambique that's missing its child.
Oh, excuse me?
You heard.
I find it very strange that the number comes in unknown.
That's the third time you said that. I heard you. Okay? You could say it a fourth time, but it'll still get you the same results. Okay?
Excuse me?
You heard what I said.
I don't know who you think you're talking to in that tone. Demanding answers, you have to have some credentials behind you, and I just know I've got an unlisted number on my phone.
That's the fourth time you mentioned unlisted number.
Ma'am, I'm no longer talking to you.
All right, well then call up your son, Matt Smith.
What?
And ask him why you were just phone checked on the radio.
Oh my God.
You just been phone checked.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's